This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on Doug Steffens Good Day Radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug will be back before we know it. So it is, ladies, Jen, I don't know what to do with myself. I feel like we have been blessed with your presence for so many days in a row now.
You're so sweet.
Can it just please never end?
I've been fun hanging out with you. That's why I come in, because I get to hang out with my girl.
Yes. Yeah, I like to hear that. Well, let's get some good news. Find some good news. Do you have anything?
Do you have any good news? Well,
do you have any good news you would like to share?
What do I have that's good news? Gosh, you know what? I'll get back to you on that. I'm just watching. You know, here's the thing. My job, I do politics primarily at my morning show that I do in Los Angeles. And so, of course, everything is about presidential politics this week. It's just, I'm like buzzing with announcements and things. And I do, you know, I do want to ask you this question. So DeSantis uses Twitter spaces to get into the race, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just sort of hit me as I was thinking this through. Why in the world would he do that? Like, I love Elon Musk. And I love what he's done with Twitter. But let's be real that most of your Republican crowd, to get through the primary, which is what you're focusing on now, right? Usually candidates have to focus hard on their party, and they even run a little more to the right during the primary, and then they run more to the center as the general election comes in if they look like they're the candidate. So, and that happens on the Democrat side as well. Well, they run to the left, and then they come to the center during the general election. So... Who in there, like, do you know how to get on Twitter spaces? You would, because you're a social media guru. But, like, I actually feel like this was a blown move for DeSantis. I think he would have done himself a lot better had he picked somewhere, like, free in Florida, something that he wanted to advertise about the great job and leadership that he's done, rather than in a place that most of the population doesn't know how to access.
Well, but the thing is, even though if people aren't accessing this, because they want it to be that it's in Twitter spaces, it's live, it's real, he can take Q&A, all of this stuff. So some people might not be able to access it in real time, but it will be so shared. It will be discussed.
It'll be shared.
It's almost like you can do any of these on any one platform, and it will still hit all of the platforms after the fact.
I guess just watching Tim Scott this week, you know, as someone who is a proclaimed Trump girl, he does a lot of rallies, and he does a lot of live stuff in front of the crowds. Even Tim Scott this week in South Carolina had a rally to make his announcement. So, I don't know. I guess we'll just see how this all plays out and how people accept it. Mm-hmm. But is the excitement in the rollout, or is it kind of in the aftermath? And I guess this rest of the week will tell.
We'll find out
how that plays out.
But yeah, when you think about it, you point out the rallies, and it does showcase how popular and how many people will stand behind a candidate because they show up to the rally. They're cheering them on, where you are not going to have this. With Twitter spaces, it's basically going to be the two gentlemen sitting down discussing things.
Yeah.
Having a little talk. And they're not even going to be, I believe, with Twitter spaces, they're not even in the same room. It's like a Zoom meeting.
This is basically
on a Zoom meeting.
So, I don't know. It's just something that was going through my head. It's really interesting as this, like, plays on and, you know, as more and more candidates jump in, just tactically how each one is handling it and how they're getting their best push. You know, my friend is Larry Elder, who I love and respect, and he is also in the race for the presidency for on the Republican side. And he was on the second to last Tucker Carlson show. And I would say that was actually even more impactful because people were watching Tucker Carlson so much. You know, you get to the conservatives who are going to make you the winner of their primary. So it's interesting to see how this all plays out and how each candidate chooses to make their splash. And certainly a lot of people are waiting for Ron DeSantis to jump in. So we'll see what it looks like in 2 days and 5 days and 10 days, how it shakes things up, if it does.
Yes. Yeah, well, and Elon Musk has come out and said that doing this Twitter Spaces announcement is not an endorsement for DeSantis, but wouldn't he have to have other people on if somebody else wants an equal opportunity?
I think if Trump were ready to sit down with Elon, I think that he would do it in about 10 seconds. This is incredibly smart and genius for Elon Musk because it's getting us to talk about something that most of us were not either aware of or using or anything. So from the perspective of Twitter, this is like the best idea ever. I just wonder how it plays out ultimately long term for the candidate.
We will see. Yeah, absolutely. All right, some bummer news.
I don't know if that was good news or not, but it was just interesting because I was like, you know, just thinking about the last couple of days, what we learned, and it was just kind of flopping around in my brain. So thanks for indulging me.
Oh, of course. I almost don't even want to talk about this one now. It stinks. The bummer news. Did you see this about a father and his teenage children were clearing out boxes and belongings from a grandfather, and they came upon a grenade, and one of them pulled the pin?
No.
Yeah, it's a 47-year-old father, his 18-year-old daughter, and his 14-year-old son. They were sorting through these belongings. It's not clear who pulled the pin, and apparently a lot of grenades are out there in private homes, part of collections, the war souvenirs that family kept, and for the most part, a lot of these explosives are safe to handle. They are no longer in use.
They're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And this one was not one of those.
Wow. That's incredibly sad. And you have to be careful. You know, I think it makes you think when you lose a family member, particularly. We were cleaning out. It was one of the moments of levity, I guess, sort of. My grandfather passed away last, it all blended together, October. And we were having to clean out the house that he shared with his wife. She had passed away a few years earlier from cancer. And after he passed, I was helping my mom and my aunt kind of go through things. And it's the first time you really dig into someone's life, because when I would go stay at their house, I mean, you saw the common areas, but you weren't digging through their junk drawers or stuff. You know, it's a much different thing. It's kind of strange. Feels like a violation of privacy, but yet you have to. And one of the things other that I learned about my grandfather, that he hoarded sunglasses and notepads because he had like millions of all of those things. I was going through one of the drawers in his office and I came across a gun, and I was like, whoa, who's just sitting there, not in a case, just out. And it was like an old, because he was a big Civil War history buff. It looked like an old revolver, basically. And it was just in this big long drawer. And I thought, okay, this is bizarre. I didn't even know that he had a gun and it's not in a safe. Like, what was going on? So I started taking pictures of it. Turns out, it scared my mom and my aunt wouldn't even come into the room. I have shot a gun before and I own a gun for home protection. So I was, you know, I knew how to, I wanted to make sure I knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Jay, it was a replica.
Because
I wasn't familiar, because it was such an old gun. I'm like, God,
yes, yeah.
I don't know exactly what to do. I was just being very careful. So I took pictures and actually FaceTimed a friend of mine who looked at it, and we were looking around. He's like, wow, that's something incredible. And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, it's a replica.
How could he tell?
Because it wasn't an operational firearm.
Oh, okay.
At the beginning, when you find something new that you don't exactly how to operate, and you wouldn't, because this is from like the 1800s, it was kind of a funny moment. But yeah, it ended up just being a replica. But I can imagine that people probably go through stuff and go, oh, this is a toy, and then whammo, they blow themselves up.
Yes. Oh, and think of like the different things you could find. Have you seen the thing about Swedish death cleaning? It sounds so morbid, but it's not for people in hospice care or anything. It's just kind of like the minimalism situation, but it's not that you have to keep a certain amount of things, but it's just you go ahead and live a lifestyle where you don't have a lot of clutter, so that when you do die, your loved ones don't have a lot of work to do cleaning out your stuff.
That's not my lifestyle.
It's like, it sounds morbid, but it's not, because it's not for end of life, but it's just one of those, like,
well,
just declutter your stuff.
You know, as you get, well, and look, I hope none of us are anywhere near that, but I have noticed as I get older, I'm like, do I need this or not? Like, I'm a little more cutthroat when it comes to the stuff I keep. When I was a kid, you know, I kept every note from my girlfriends and I, you know, we passed notes around and stuff. And I'm like, do I really need all this? And you kind of have to decide later in life what serves you. And I've noticed that with my mom, particularly. My dad still keeps everything. But my mom's like, oh, do I really need this? And I know what she's doing. She's like, I got to cut down on the clutter so that, God forbid, when something or if something happens, you're not burdening someone. I mean, it's a lot. And thank God for estate sale companies that'll just come through and help you organize the stuff because,
mm-hmm. you know, sometimes people, you don't know what you should keep.
Yes, and people accumulate things and you don't know what's valuable and what's not.
Well, we are always seeing these stories about somebody finding a $5 buy at a Goodwill or something, a thrift store, or yeah, like a garage or sale, yard sale. Yeah, then it ends up being from, like, the Jing Dynasty.
Right. A Ming vase, look at this, for $450 at the Salvation Army. I don't know if I ever get that lucky, but maybe one day. You never know.
One day. Or be one of the people that happens to buy a couch and there's this, like, lump sum of cash hidden in it.
I need that. Well, you know, when my grandfather passed, because I bought my grandparents' house on my dad's side, my dad and my uncle were cleaning out, and they lifted up a tile that was loose in the family room, and they found $5,000 under there that he had, like, squirreled away for some reason.
Oh, did you get it since it was your house?
No, I thought that was exactly what should happen. No, my dad and my uncle split it. But isn't that funny? He thought people were stealing or, you know, he started to get more, like, scared, I guess, in his older age, and so he squirreled money away, and they found it.
Well, and sometimes it makes you think that maybe we should start hiding cash away at various times because you just never know what is going to happen. Or, again, with the power grid situation, or we've been anywhere.
Banking crisis, power grid.
Yes, and I'm sure you've experienced this where you only pay with a card, you have no cash on you, and their systems are down. You go somewhere and the systems are down. They're like, we can only take cash right now. So basically you're like, okay, well, I guess I will just leave the store without what I came to purchase.
Yep. It's really frustrating, and we're way too reliant on all of that. And the fact that they probably, like, the government wants to take you to a digital currency, which I think is absolutely, like, hard pass on that, where everything is digital, and they can shut you down if they want to. Power Grid can shut you down if it needs to. You can have limits on what you can withdraw and deposit. No, thank you. I'll take a pass.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot to ask for. Well, more to come is Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program with Jen and Jay. It's 18 after the hour.
Gain presents a tale of longing and long-lasting scent. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Add Gain Scent Beads for an even longer-lasting scent.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer. Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Come shop Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. Prep your yard for the summer for less with 5 for $10 Scotts Naturescapes mulch. And save on appliances with up to an additional $1,000 off select major kitchen appliances. Find savings across the store today, like 5 for $10 mulch. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 531. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusion supplies. See store at Lowe's.com for details.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Good Day Radio Program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. And Katy Perry may not make it another season for American Idol.
What?
Yes. Maybe. Okay. I don't know. Well, so she's been there for, what, 6 seasons? And she reportedly wants to step down as a judge because she feels like the show is basically just throwing her under the bus, totally misrepresenting her, making her seem like she's the quote-unquote nasty judge. Now, I do get it where when it comes to any kind of reality television of any level, whether it's contestant kind of based stuff or just the celeb reality or reality, whatever, things can be edited in certain ways to drive a story. However, they cannot be edited to make anybody say something that they did not actually say. And she's been getting a lot of heat for things that she has said lately.
Yeah.
So is
she's
it?
She's also got a reputation of being not the nicest. And I think that's followed her. And, you know, some people are just a little more likable than than others. And I don't know. I don't know if I believe when she does the warmth thing. So it's about being authentic, I think. And that's something that they can't turn into a storyline. It's just kind of you have it or you don't. I mean, you look at Luke Bryan and you look at Lionel Richie on the judges table, and I don't watch American Idol all the time, but every time I flip by, you always see like there's a human connection and there's something real, and I don't know if it's as believable with Katy Perry, and I don't know if that's her fault or if it's something that she gives off or maybe something protective that she does for herself, but I do think it's followed her throughout her career. I mean, think about the feud she had with Taylor Swift very publicly. I mean, she hasn't been known to be, like, the sugary, sweet, nice person,
has
she?
That's true. That's true. And she definitely seems like she has a big personality. And I think sometimes people of a certain caliber, they make jokes. And if the person on the receiving end of the joke finds it offensive, then all of a sudden the joker becomes the jerk.
You know what I mean?
Where if the person on the receiving end of the joke is not offended, it's a joke, and the other person has a funny sense of humor and stuff like that. Like, she has been accused of mom-shaming. There was a 25-year-old mother of three that she made the comment of, Katy Perry made the comment that she's laying on the table too much. And the contestant said that it was hurtful in a TikTok video after the audition, and said that she felt mom shamed and she felt embarrassed that Katy Perry embarrassed her on national television. There was another one where a contestant, Katy Perry, who basically, like, what, every time she's on stage, she has something sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's be real.
Which I'm not mad at that. I like it.
Yeah. So this situation is kind of the pot calling the kettle black, where she told a contestant that every time she steps on stage, it's like she glitter bombs the stage, and she wants to see the next time she comes out to perform, she does not want to see a single piece of glitter in her outfit. And it, again, Katy Perry typically has glitter, but what does the outfit, how does the outfit, is that concerned with how the person is singing?
Right. It doesn't make a difference. It's,
yeah. When
it's
the audience
about correcting the personality or the look, which is probably not that popular.
Yeah. And well, and then she got booed and Luke Bryan was like, Katy got booed. And they definitely, I've only seen clips. I don't watch it at all, but I've seen clips online, and it does seem like these three judges have a genuine friendship and camaraderie. Of course,
yeah.
That could always be faked, but it, for when the camera's on, but they do seem like they genuinely get along and have a lot of fun. So it would be a bummer if she quits, because she has a lot of fans. She does have a big fan base, but just the whole thing of she feels like the show is misrepresenting her when it's really, she keeps coming under fire for what she has been saying. And that is not something the show can misrepresent or
right
edit.
If you're saying it, you're saying it. That's exactly right. It will be a bummer if they mess up the chemistry, though, because that is hard to recreate.
It is for sure. More to come on Doug Steffen's Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Negotiations to raise the debt ceiling continue between House Republicans and the White House.
They both reiterated that default is off the table and only way forward is in good faith and toward a bipartisan budget agreement.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden remains hopeful a deal can be reached, but earlier today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said negotiations are not at all close.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will announce he is running for president tomorrow. According to several reports, DeSantis will launch his bid live on Twitter tomorrow night in a conversation hosted by Elon Musk. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will head to trial next March. It will begin less than 3 weeks after the first Republican presidential primaries. Trump appeared virtually in court today to hear terms of a protective order that bans him from speaking publicly about any evidence in the case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Good day.
The call of the day is to me.
Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind.
The hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day Radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. She is Jen Horn. Doug Steffen will be back before we know it. And a quick reminder that your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with their easy-to-use mobile app. You can learn more at progressivecommercial.com. Jen, you were telling me this off air, and we have to bring this on air, but what is going on with the Dodgers?
Yeah, no, I was wondering if you guys had heard about it, because it started to get some national attention, and it's been a huge story we've been covering locally, and it stemmed from something sort of silly and maybe short-sighted, but now it's, of course, it's blown up, like all of these things. So The LA Dodgers, big fan. I love baseball and I love the Dodgers, born and raised. I bleed Dodger blue. And you know how a lot of the teams, and it's really an effort to make money, they have these certain nights. Like they just had Hispanic Heritage Night at Dodger Stadium. And what I think is totally racist is that they gave out like ponchos to people who want tickets. I don't know. It doesn't seem like, to me, it seems very stereotypical to have these different nights because they somehow like offend somebody, I'm sure, as they do them. But Pride is coming up. June is Pride Month. And so on, and that's LGBTQ, celebration of LGBTQ people. So June 16th, I believe, is the Dodger game that is going to be like the full ticket packages where they do like the rainbow jerseys and the, you know, they sell certain tickets and you get free gifts and all that stuff. Okay, that's not the problem. The problem is that the Dodger organization decided that they were going to honor with one of their community hero awards on Pride Night a group called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, which is a group of trans activists who are pretty anti-Catholic and who kind of like mock nuns and priests and, you know, do stuff like that, kind of distasteful stuff. So there was a huge backlash because, duh, half of the Dodger crowd, and I'm saying that to be like, that's probably modest, probably even more, half of the people that go to Dodger Stadium are Hispanic, and probably more than half or three quarters of those people are Catholics. And so this kind of like got out, like a little outcry from Dodger fans. Now, of course, the local news media said, oh, this is like conservatives going against, you know, here's another example of conservatives going against a transgender group. That was really not the case. It was actually the Dodger fans who are probably primarily Catholic going, you know, making comments about this group that has said pretty hateful things about Catholics online. So the Dodgers disinvite this group and it becomes very public. And the local media is calling the Dodgers cowards and that they should, you know, and what, say what you will, disinviting someone, that's a, it's a bold move. And, yeah, I don't know if cowardly is the right word. Bold. You may not agree with it, but it's pretty bold. So they disinvite this group. Well, then the Anaheim mayor gets involved. The Anaheim mayor is pretty far left, and she says, you know, if the Dodgers won't have you, the Angels will. Well, then the Angels owner is pretty conservative. He's like, I don't know if we want to get involved with this. And so then there's back and forth about whether or not they'd be at the Angel game. Well, then the pressure from the other side mounts on the Dodgers, and they're like, why are you being anti-trans? And so now the Dodgers, this week, just re-invited the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence back to Dodger Stadium to accept their award on Pride Night.
Oh, so my goodness.
It's been a lot of back and forth, a lot of flip-flopping. It's been all over the place. Very big example of, like, how the political or social, probably even better, pressure is mounting on sports teams, on corporations. And I don't know, I've dug into some of what the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence do. And some of the stuff they raise money for is really great and worthy causes. It's not about the LGBTQ community. What I think a lot of people are taking issue with, what I personally take issue with, is that is there any other group that you could mock aside from Catholics and still be invited and highlighted at a sports event? Like if they were doing this to Jewish people or to Muslim people, would they be invited and showcased?
They'd be canceled very quickly.
Right.
And that's a good point. Yeah, well, and they, I was just Googling about them, and they are a charity and protest and street performance organization, and they use drag and religious imagery to call attention to sexual intolerance, and they satirize issues of gender and morality. And I've heard them referred to as drag queens before, and I'm looking at pictures. Drag queen does not come to mind.
No, this is not drag queen.
This is not drag.
Definitely,
yes.
They're definitely.
They're in costumes. Their faces are painted. And, but.
Yeah. And so this doesn't really, to me, it doesn't have anything to do. I mean, I think these super like Pride nights get overblown. As I mentioned, like to hand out a poncho on a Hispanic Heritage Night just feels weird.
Like,
you know,
but
this is how a lot of teams make money, right? They bring in different groups and stuff. And so, look, go for it. And go and celebrate Pride. I think rainbows are beautiful. Like, go for it. But I do think it's interesting to see where the line is for people. And I do love to point out people's hypocrisy, because I would say that if these individuals were wearing turbans, if they were wearing yarmulkes on their head instead of nuns' habits, I don't even think it would be considered to invite them. And I'm not trying to demonize this group because I don't think they're all bad. I think some of the charitable causes that they support are worthy ones.
Oh, absolutely. But pointing out that people are picking and choosing what
people pick
to,
and choose what offends them. And I do think for the Dodgers a little short-sighted when probably there are way more Catholics in your crowd than there are these, you know, like trans activist types. So I don't know. It's kind of an interesting one to follow, but it has been huge. And every day it's like there's a new headline. Somebody's invited. Somebody's been disinvited. So now we're back to the they're invited category, and we'll see how it all plays out.
Are we going towards the whole, like, just trying to appease people situation where there's a push for something because of trying to appease to a certain group, and then they negate that because other people don't like it. So it's like, okay, well, we're going to just cancel this. And then other people are like, well, now you're this kind of person because you canceled this. Like, okay, never mind, it's back on. So is there so much? And I get with brands and organizations, it becomes a financial situation where, yes, you do have to give the majority of your consumers, the people who are going to give you their money, what they want because you want to make that money. But this ping pong game of just bouncing the ball back and forth, because it's like, well, what should we do? Look at the whole Budweiser situation.
I know. It's a good argument to probably just stay out of it. Because if you do, I always think about Ed McMahon, who's one of the greatest sidekicks of all time. You never knew what his politics were. He never wanted you to know what his politics were. He wanted to make it about entertaining people. And I think there are so few safe spaces because everybody with the platform is being encouraged to make some kind of statement. And when you do that, you're going to isolate 50% of the people. No matter where you come out, you are going to always isolate. We're so divided, half of your crowd. And there just doesn't seem to be a need for that. For me, in sports, it's the one place where I think a lot of people like to escape and not have to think about news, politics, social issues, like just relax and watch a baseball game.
Yes, yeah. Take the politics out of it and just have fun. Well, and it's funny you mentioned that because that was actually a question that we posted to our social media sometime recently, I want to say, of the whole perception perception is truth to a degree, where your perspective, whatever it is you see, that is also your truth, and it could be based on somebody else. And when you say Ed McMahon, you didn't really know what his politics were. And I feel like in today's society, even people who try to stay out of political conversation,
they get
put into boxes still. And then people still kind of try to guess, well, you said this, so you must lean this way or that way. And we did ask what people think when they listen to our conversations. Where do you think Doug lies? Where do you think Jen lies? Where do you think I lie? All of that. And you're pretty open about where you lie. And Doug has been pretty much too. But it's what I find so interesting is Republicans think I'm a Democrat. And Democrats think I'm a Republican.
I know.
And not just a Republican or not
and
just
you're
a
like,
Democrat.
I'm just kind of floating here in the middle.
But
I'm
far. A lot of people on the right think I am far left. A lot of people on the left think I am far right. And so it's like, well, how can I be two extremes?
But, you know, I don't even like to try to guess anymore because I think even people who might consider themselves to be conservative or liberal, they're always going to have that one issue that maybe isn't for them. You know, there are a lot of people in California that I run into that would love to see the police refunded, that would love to see us get, like, serious about crime and not just let people run wild, but that are also not as conservative when it comes to some of the social issues. And I think people are blends. Our little brains want to organize people into what we think are categories to make it easier to deal with or shut people out. One of the most dangerous things is when we all stop talking to each other and we only talk to our team, because then we lose our country. And that's so much what I see happening right now, where I don't even want to talk to you if you don't agree with me, I don't even want to have a conversation with you. You clearly can't have a conversation with me. That is so frustrating because we lose our country if we do that. We have to figure out a way to get back to talking again.
Yeah, when did that happen? Was it COVID?
I don't, you know, I think it was even starting to become
more
than
that. Was it a little bit before then, too?
Very polarizing, and I think that, you know, you shut people down when you think that they don't agree with you. Because, you know, what I find is if you're a woman who voted for Trump, you clearly must just do what your husband says. You can't be a...
You're not a free thinker.
You're not a free thinker. You're obviously not pro-woman. You're not... None of those things are true. But everybody will figure out a way, not everybody, but a lot of people will shut you down based on their perception. So I find it refreshing when I can't figure out where people are coming from exactly, because I think we should all be able to just have the conversation and learn about one another.
Yeah, just be human beings. Well, with COVID, and specifically, it seemed like the vaccine when it was first, COVID was first a thing and the vaccine was first being rolled out. I know people who lost friends,
yeah,
who had family members basically disowned them because they fell on different viewpoints when it came to just the vaccine. I have never witnessed anything of that magnitude before where it was like
the first time in my life, and I'm happy to say, well, there are probably a couple of times where I actually felt real discrimination because I chose not to get the vaccine and I was not allowed to go into restaurants in LA. I wasn't allowed to go anywhere.
Yeah, and you were basically banned. You were shunned.
I know. You don't have a vaccine card. And I tell you what, I don't regret it for one single minute.
Well, not getting it. And I'll tell you, I did get the vaccine, and I do regret it. I have had some other health issues that I cannot say have been because of the vaccine. I cannot say that they've been because of COVID. Because we have had those conversations before, and not only us, but those conversations have been out there where some people think, well, the vaccine can cause A, B, or C. Well, getting COVID itself can cause A, B, or C, too.
Totally.
So it's all these polarizing views. But I was so sick off of the vaccine. The first dose,
I remember.
Not great. The second dose, even worse. The third dose, I was so violently ill that I was like, I am never getting the vaccine again at all. Like, I already decided there. Then I actually got COVID. And even the two times I had COVID, totally opposites. One was I wouldn't have known I had COVID had I not tested. The other one, I almost ended up in the hospital. It was so bad.
The problem I think that we come down to is that everybody appoints themselves as an expert. Like, my position with COVID vaccine is if you think it's right for you, you should get one. Just don't force it on me. Let everybody make their own decision.
Yes, let people make their own decision.
But so many people have become polarized and they think they're doctors. Well, if you don't get your shot, I can't be friends with you. Come on. You don't
exactly.
Have to make
me. Let people live their own lives. It's 48 after the hour.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Leaving for the gym so early?
I'm ready to go.
Since you started taking Nugenix Total T, you've been acting like when we met in our 20s.
I feel like myself again. Lower testosterone after turning 40 slowed me down. Nugenix Total T has been a game changer for me.
What is it about Nugenix Total T that's different?
Well, it's a patented key ingredient called Testofen. It boosts free and total testosterone to help you get back the drive and energy from your youth. It's backed by 5 clinical studies.
I've seen the huge difference it's made for you in the gym, at work, and in the bedroom.
I'm so glad I sent them a text for my complimentary bottle. Text PRIDE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Nugenix is the number one selling testosterone-boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now, and we'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever. Absolutely free. Text PRIDE to 321-321. That's PRIDE to 321-321.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
After the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Radio program. I am Jay Kirshner. Doug will be back before we know it. And right now we have our favorite pet and animal expert, guru. ThePetShow.com is where you can find him, Warren Eckstein.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you today?
Good morning. So we were just talking about, I don't know if anybody can hear this. My dog Daisy is right next to me and she is snoring her face off. And Warren, you were saying that dog snores are actually better than melatonin?
I think so. I have been in bed with someone said a really bad thing. I've spent a lot of time sleeping next to dogs, and when they snore, I find it easier for me to go to sleep. Now, that's just me, but I just find something about being next to a dog that's snoring. Yeah, a person snoring when I was in the service would drive me crazy. I couldn't go to sleep. I'd stay up. I'd put a bag over his head, whatever I had to do. Well, somehow when a dog snores, and I have my Molly and Willie, my little guys, and sometimes they'll both snore at the same time, and I'm out like a light. It's just the way I am.
Aw, that's sweet.
Yeah. Anyway, I just posted a picture of a dog in a jail uniform, and the reason I did that is I wanted to stress today that cats and dogs are not delinquent. A lot of people think that their dogs and cats sit home all day long saying, hey, should I pee on the floor? Should I chew up their chair? Should I scratch their favorite thing? Should I bother them? They don't have malicious streaks like many people do. So what I always tell people to do, if you have a dog or a cat that you think is doing something, they're not thinking about it. They're not doing it on purpose. You need to find out what's causing them to do it and then resolve it from that point of view. For example, let's say you have a dog that's barking at the window. a lot of people call me up and say, Warren, my dog's barking. I say, what do you do? I say, well, I go over to the window. I start yelling at the dog, shut up, be quiet, knock it off. Are you crazy? And I explain to them from the dog's perspective, you just started barking alongside the dog, actually encouraging him to bark more. People make a lot of mistakes when trying to resolve issues. If your dog is barking at the front window, that's what dogs do. If it goes for a long period of time, just go over to the dog, say, thank you, you got that burglar away, I'll take over from here. But the minute you start yelling and screaming and blaming the dog or cat and thinking they did something on purpose, that's when the relationship starts to break apart.
Interesting. So just like a, hey, thank you, I've got it from here.
Yeah, that's what I, you know, a lot of times people spend so much time yelling and screaming. I always joke, this is my favorite line. I've gone into homes and said no, and the dog comes thinking that's his name because that's all he hears. So I advise people, when your dog is doing nothing, let's say your dog is just lying down, like your dog's sleeping right now, but if he was awake and just lying down, just looking adorable, go over and say, good boy. Don't always respond to when the dog is doing something, whether it be good or bad. Protect them. Go over and love them and tell them how good they are when they're doing absolutely nothing so they realize they don't have to do something to get the attention. Most of the dogs I've worked with that have really bad issues, whether it be a separation anxiety, are generally dogs that have been either overly corrected or improperly socialized. So socialization and exposure makes all the difference in the world in terms of your relationship with your pets.
Oh, that's a good take. And you actually helped me with my Daisy girl sometime recently. We were having an issue where all of a sudden she started going to the restroom in the house in certain areas. And it's not like she couldn't hold it. It's not like she is older, but it was kind of just a change in routine and location and all of that stuff. And you had the best tip of put a treat or something in that area because dogs will not go where they eat.
Yeah, it's one of the things, one of the best ways to resolve issues like that. Again, if the dog is healthy, if they're going in a specific area and you take them to that area and you say, no, bad dog, fool you, what did you do? You're paying a lot of attention to the fact that that accident's there. And dogs, like kids, will respond to negative or positive attention. They're getting attention. But very rarely will a healthy dog want to poop or pee where it eats. So sometimes if you have a bad area where the dog is going, even two areas, clean it up with a good enzymatic stain and odor remover, take a paper plate, or two, depending on how many areas, a little bit of the dog's food, or the cat's food for that matter, in the paper plate. When they see their food is following their accident, watch how fast they go back to either using a litter box or barking at the back door to go outside.
Oh, that's great. That's absolutely great.
And it works. But so many people spend so much time, as I said, correcting their dog, yelling at their cat, don't do this, don't do that, rather than taking the time to just focus. You know, we need to spend more time training and less time restraining our dogs, and they'd be a lot better off.
Oh, I like that. More time training, less time restraining.
Yeah, this way they don't have to go to jail.
Yeah. And what else is going on in the fur baby world?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I think we talked about this a little bit last week, but so many people, I guess the worst thing for any pet guardian is the fear of losing their dog or cat. Their dog or cat gets out and they're lost. And now there seems to be an increase in finding them because they're using drone technology to find lost animals. We'll talk about that more, but it's a great idea and working well.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love that. Well, you can get more information with Warren Eckstein, thepetshow.com. Don't forget to get some love, hugs and kisses for your little fur baby. It's 58 after the hour.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.